HarperCollins presents The Flower Seller by Linda Finley, read by Charlie Sanderson. Chapter 1. London, September, 1892. Forgetting all she'd been taught about dignified deportment, Isabella swept through the doors of Claridge's, as if blown in on the autumn breeze. Her golden curls and bright blue eyes drew many an admiring glance, to which she was oblivious, as she hastily smoothed down the silk of her lilac skirts and straightened the strands of pearls around her neck. With her visit to Italy only days away, she'd been shopping for accessories to complement the new outfits her dressmaker had delivered that morning, and, browsing the delightful displays, she'd completely lost track of time. Not wishing to keep Maxwell waiting, she hurried between the ornate marble columns and into the garden room decorated with potted palms. He'd been so preoccupied with business recently that time with him was precious. A waiter showed her to a table, secreted behind one of the oriental silk screens that divided the room into private alcoves.
"Isabella, darling," he greeted her,
rising to his feet. He was looking especially handsome in his dark jacket with a high-necked waistcoat, and the appreciative gleam in his slate-grey eyes sent shivers tingling down her spine, although she endeavoured not to show it. "I hope I haven't kept you waiting," she asked demurely. Instead of answering, he glanced beyond her and frowned.
"No bodyguard this afternoon."
"Oh, Maxwell, you are terrible," she giggled. "You know Papa feels happier if Gaskell chaperones me. Though where she is this afternoon, I have no idea. I expressly told her I would be leaving the house at 2 p.m, yet when the clock struck the hour, she was nowhere to be seen."
"You mean you took the opportunity to slip out, unaccompanied? Whatever would dear Papa say?"
he exclaimed, throwing up his hands in mock horror. "I know it was bold of me, but I had shopping that couldn't wait, and, of course, I've been looking forward to our meeting. Although I have to confess, Papa doesn't know," she told him, staring at him from under her lashes. In truth, much as she hated deceiving her father, wild horses wouldn't have prevented her coming.
"Well, I can't pretend I'm sorry to have you all to myself. Those beady eyes of hers watching my every move make me nervous, I don't mind admitting. Still, here you are, and all on your own. How shall I restrain myself, I don't know."
He waggled his eyebrows so outrageously, she had to laugh. "Oh, Maxwell, you are a terrible tease."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?